It's the new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Every time your phone buzzes, you're like, is it them? Is it them?
Oh, and then your heart drops when it's not.
And it never is. But that's why you come to us and we find out why, because you've just been blown off. If you have been in that situation, let us help you out. Hot1015tampabay.com/blown off. Amanda, you've been looking at your phone, girl.
Yes.
Oh, that sucks. So tell us about Sam.
He's so cute. And we met on Match.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we had a really good time, like a really basic dinner, but it went really well, and we were hanging out, and we have tons in common. We both love animals, and we love volunteer work and things like that.
Well, was anything weird at dinner? I mean, it was dinner, but was there anything else? So
I invited him back to my place for coffee.
Oh, Amanda girl, yes!
Trying to sneak that by us.
Woo, what happened at your house?
That's the weird part is we were getting along so well and he came over and he was there for 5 minutes and then left.
Were you wanting him to stay longer or were you giving him cues that it was time for him to go?
I don't think I was giving him cues.
Maybe he was starting to second guess it because he wasn't ready to go to that next level. Because I mean, let's be honest, I have done the whole come over to my place for a little quick thing, and it's not. So maybe he was wants to wait and was just intimidated.
He was trying to be a gentleman, maybe.
That's what I was thinking, and that's what I've been hoping.
But then he would have called you back.
I haven't heard from him.
Well, let's do this. We're going to try to get Sam on the phone so we can figure out why he hasn't called you back. We'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby, I want you.
myself. If I do say so myself. If I do say so myself. Hold up, stumble all in the house. Time to back up all of that mouth that you had all in the car. Talking about you the baddest thus far. Talking about you be repping that bird. I wanna see all the shit that I heard. No, I slink Clint Eastwood. Hope you can handle this curve. Store plague in a foyer. Love my Warhol. Slick panties right to the side. Ain't got the time to take jaws off on sight. Catch a charge, I might. Beat the box up like Mike. In 97, I fight. I'm Ike. Turn up, baby, no, I don't play. Now eat the cake, anime. Said eat the cake, anime. I'm nice. We gotta reach these heights. We gon' need G3. 4, 5, 6 flights. Sleep tight. We sex again in the morning. Your breakfast is my breakfast. We gon' in. We be all night.
The new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Amanda and Sam met on Match.com. They went to dinner. Amanda said, come up to my house for another drink.
A nightcap. Well, she said coffee, but it could have been drinks.
Exactly. But then after 5 minutes, Sam left. Are you ready, Amanda, to try to find out why?
Yes.
Now, Amanda, when we get Sam on the phone, you just stay quiet, and we will try to find out what's going on, because maybe it is just some kind of miscommunication, or maybe he was just intimidated. I'm hoping that's what it was. So just stay quiet on your end, okay? We'll get to the bottom of this.
Hello?
Hey, is this Sam?
Yeah, this is Sam.
Sam, it is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and the Miguel Show. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Going to work, but I'm doing all right.
Well, thank you for taking our call. We won't take up a bunch of your time. We have a mutual friend in common.
Yes, her name's Amanda, and we know that you guys went on a date, Sam, and it sounds like from her end, things were good. You even went back to her house, where I'm guessing things might have got a little turned up, but you left early. So we just want to find out why there hasn't been a second date. You can be honest.
Guys, when I went back to her house that night, the place reeked of cat. I mean, I almost puked as soon as I walked in, guys.
Wait, what?
I couldn't believe it.
Oh, Sam, we actually have Amanda on the phone right now.
Hold on. Let me go to Amanda here real quick. I'm sorry, Sam, but, I mean, do you have a cat, Amanda?
Yeah, I have a few cats, but, like, I did not stink. I take really good care of my health.
Right.
A few cats. She had, like, 10 litter boxes in the hallway. Yeah. As soon as you walk in, it looked like the Sahara Desert in there, man.
Oh, no!
Okay, I have 16 cats, but I'm fostering 4 right now.
You have 20 cats in there? Are you serious? Like, I'm not going to get naked with you and then have all your cats jumping on my ass or something. That's gross.
They weren't, you know that they were minding their own business while you were over there. Kettles only came over for a second.
Can you give us some of your names real quick, Amanda? I'm curious. I want to know, how do you pick names for 20 cats? What are their names, Amanda?
Well, the ones that I'm fostering right now, I've got Mr. Bojangles. And,
as you do.
And the Elvis sandwich. And we also have, come here, baby. Hang on 1 second.
Oh!
Yeah. Okay.
See?
Okay. You know what?
This is Mr. Snickers.
Stop laughing.
Stop laughing.
It's not funny because there are so many cats wandering around the city, and someone has to take them in.
You're right. And I'm sure
really
that
insensitive of you, Sam. I thought that you were a different person. I don't.
I think that, Amanda, you are doing God's work by taking in all of these cats.
Someone has to watch out for Mr. Tittles.
But I think
it ain't going to be me.
Blown Off.
Blown Off. If you missed it, download the Hot 101.5 app now.
Free for your iPhone or Android.